and pulled her window up, drinking in the fresh air. It was that the splendid days of spring had come to South Boston, when she wasn't paying attention. Already, neighborhood women were out pushing baby carriages, their young children lagging behind, eager to stop and play. She rose, headed for the shower, and ran her fingers through her sleek, tangled mass of mahogany curls, her hazel eyes sparkling, her creamy skin shivering beneath the sudden burst of cold water. She pulled a towel from the shelf and dried off quickly. Life was just about perfect. She'd only recently learned that she had a mother, that she hadn't been abandoned as a baby, as her father had always told her. His anger and lies didn't really matter now. She had a mother. Maybe. It was complicated, and she still needed time to absorb that information, that connection to someone who, kind as she was, still felt like a stranger. But she was dating Sam Dallas, the homicide detective whom she worked alongside as a forensic nurse, bringing her ER expertise to homicide investigations. 4 months ago, she'd been recruited by the already overworked medical examiner to help assess injuries and potential causes of death, both at crime scenes and in the morgue, and then to liaise with families and detectives to help bring the case to closure. Although she was still new to her position and still working in the ER, she'd learned to love the forensics job. The ME had been right. Bringing answers to families and finding justice for the victims was as gratifying as saving someone in the ER. It was also fair to say that Sam Dallas was every woman's dream. Tall, handsome, athletic build, kind, funny, smart, and forgiving. And perhaps it was that last part that she needed most in her life. She had inherited her dad's quickness to anger and maddening impatience, unfortunate characteristics that she was working on. But as blissful as her life was at the moment, she had no time to linger with her thoughts. Today, she was due in the ER to cover another nurse's shift, and if she wanted to be on time, she had to hustle. She brewed a pot of coffee, swiped a swath of color along her lips, pulled her curls into a neat ponytail, found clean scrubs, inhaled her coffee, and hurried out, stopping to knock on her downstairs neighbor's door. "Morning, Jessie," Rufus said as he pulled open his door. "Do you have time for a cup of tea?" She puffed out her lower lip. "I'm sorry, I can't today, Rufus. I just wanted you to know I'm going to work a little early today, if you're looking for me." "On a beautiful day, you have to work?" he asked. More a statement of concern than a question. "Well, you go in and take care of yourself. You hear me?" A smile burst onto her lips, and she leaned in to plant a kiss on his lined cheek. "You too," she said softly. "Make a grocery list. I'll take you tomorrow." Jessie parked in the hospital garage and made her way to the ER, where she looked for Susan Peters, the nurse she was replacing. "Hey, Jessie," Susan called when she saw her. "Thank you for coming in. I have to get to this family party. I owe you one." "No problem," she replied. "Anything going on here I should know about?" "We have a jumper on the way in, ETA of 3 minutes. She apparently fell about 8 stories from that garage not far from here. Hard to believe she's still alive. Tim Merrick's on his way down." A swell of relief surged through Jessie's veins. Tim Merrick was Boston City Hospital's chief of trauma surgery. He could be a colossal pain, but he was a damn good surgeon, and Jessie was relieved to know that he'd be directing the trauma team today. If anyone could save somebody who'd suffered near-fatal injuries, it was likely Tim Merrick. She took the beeper from Susan and headed to her locker. "Thanks again," Susan called, as she grabbed her things and headed out. The wail of a siren was all the notice Jessie needed to pull on a pair of surgical gloves and head to the ambulance bay, where the medics were just pulling in. Tim Merrick appeared behind her.
"Hey, Jessie," he said. "I'm glad you're on today. Is this our jumper? When Susan paged me, she said the woman was in pretty bad shape."
Jessie turned. "That's what I heard, too. Sounds as though her condition is grave, but let's see what we can do. Now that you're back from leave, we'll have a chance again." A medic was pumping air into the woman's lungs.